good evening, listeners. You're very welcome to Thurles here for this round of the county board draw, the Tipperary GAA clubs draw. We're all set and ready to go. Huge prizes to be given away tonight in the next half hour or so. So stay tuned wherever you're listening from tonight. We'll also have the Tipperary team news and the teams for the weekend tomorrow. Tip hurlers are in action down in Limerick, and then of course it's the Munster football final on Sunday, and Tip will play Cork in Cork for that one. Joe Bracken will be along with the starting teams, but tonight we're going to get going straight away here. We've a lot to cover, and I'm going to hand you over to the County Board Secretary, Tim Floyd.
Thank you, Stephen, and welcome listeners to Lorna Parker tonight for the Tipperary GAA Clubs draw. It's the fourth of 11 draws, and these draws are held every 3 weeks, which we'll be doing right up to next April 2021. So tonight, November the 20th, the eve of the 100th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, that fatal day which will be remembered and commemorated in Croke Park around the Leinster final at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. So it's a special weekend for Tipperary, with our senior hurlers in action at 1:15 tomorrow in the Gaelic grounds, playing Galway in the All-Ireland quarter-final. And also on Sunday, in a very proud day for Tipperary, our senior footballers don the green and white colours of in remembrance of Bloody Sunday when they play Cork in the Munster senior football final in Parky Cueve at 1:30 p.m. Best wishes to both Tipperary teams, and County PRO Joe Bracken will be on later on with team announcements. So back to the draw. We acknowledge Tipperary's involvement in the senior football final Sunday, with six official team jerseys being drawn tonight. The former Grange Mauchline jerseys, the green and white jerseys that will be worn on Sunday, we're drawing six of them tonight, and more of that later. So tonight anyway, we have another 40,000 up for grabs, which includes Renault or Skoda car of €15,000 as a star prize. We have a €5,000 holiday or cash prizes, and 3,000 lotto jackpot, plus many, many more cash prizes. So earlier today, we presented a big prize from the last draw to Margaret Kindy from Killine and Thurles, who is joined with the Thurles Camogie. She collected her €15,000, and she was here today with the Camogie chairman, Thurles Camogie chairman Tony O'Mara, and their coordinator Louise Ryan. So we're ready to go with tonight's draw. Draw number four, as we said, of 11. And here with me, we have Ronan Spain, who is once again here looking after your interests and as an independent observer from our county board auditors from Spain, Fjord and Quinlan here on Slievenamon Road. We also have Mike Hall Egan here rolling the drum, and we have Siobhan Barrett here beside me, ready to go searching for the numbers and bringing up the winners. So, ready to go, and we have Stephen Gleeson, of course, going to do the draws, the honour, and once again this time. Okay, we're ready to go. Michael is releasing the numbers into the drum just to make sure. We have letters in the first section, and we have numbers then from 0 to 9 in the other three sections. So Michal is releasing those now into the drum, being watched by Stephen and Ronan, making sure that all the numbers are in the drum before we start. Okay, so as we said, the first prize tonight, we have a Renault Clio, a Skoda Fabia, or €15,000, and that's the prize. So we'll make the draw, and Stephen now is ready to go with our first prize here in the fourth draw of 11. Tonight, November the 20th, Michal has rolled the drum, so we're ready to go with the number. And the number that Stephen has drawn is E067. And before we announce it, Michael has just given me a fanfare here from Simple Stadium. It's not working, obviously, Michael. We'll have to go again. Oh, pressing the wrong button. Okay. Okay, and the winner is, we have the number drawn is E067, and the winner is joined with the Tipperary Dublin Association, and it's a man formerly hurler with Laura, and he's Seamus Mannion of Pine Valley Avenue of Rathfarnham in Dublin 16, a native of Laura and now with his Tipperary Association in Dublin. So well done to Seamus Mannion, former player with the Laura Club, and he's joined with the Tipperary Dublin Association. So that's our first prize tonight, gone to Dublin and to a native of Laura. Okay. Okay, moving on to our second prize, which is a €5,000 holiday voucher, or the equivalent in cash. And Stephen is now drawing with the letter R and the numbers 512. Numbers R512. And we'll skip the fanfare this time and we'll go straight to the winner. And it goes to Care in South Tipperary. And the winner in Care is Breda Carroll of 12 Carrageen Care. Breda Carroll, 12 Carrageen Care. And the promoter there for €400 is John G. O'Donnell with the Care GAA Club. Okay. So we're moving on to our third prize, which is the lotto jackpot. And this time the lotto jackpot was won last week. So it is back to €3,000 tonight. So Michael is just moving to the lotto jackpot drum. And Stephen is drawing four numbers from the lotto for the lotto jackpot. And they are in ascending order, I suppose we'll give them. And Siobhan will enter them into the database and see will we have a winner. So we have number 5, we have number 15, 22, or sorry, 20 and 22. So 5, 15, 20 and 22. 5, 15, 20 and 22. And Siobhan is checking and double checking again to make sure. 5, 15, 20 and 22. Have we a winner? And we have a winner, and it's actually joined with Newport, but he's not a Newport man. He's Bishop Willie Walsh from Innes County Clare. So Bishop Willie Walsh with Innes County Clare is winner of our €3,000 lotto jackpot, and he's joined with the Newport GA Club. Right, we're moving on to €2,000 prize, and the €2,000 prize is going to G185. G185. And G185 is going once again to Care. And the winner in Care of the €2,000 prize is Philip and Jean Ryan. Philip and Jean Ryan of Outrat Care is the winner of our €2,000 prize. So four prizes gone. And moving now into our €1,000 prizes. So our €1,000 prize, the first numbers drawn. Siobhan is just checking them now. The first number drawn out of the €1,000 prizes is S571. S571. And yes, we have a winner, and it's going to J.K. Brackens. And €1,000 is going to Reese O'Shea of Ross Gray Road, Templemore. Reese O'Shea of Ross Gray Road, Templemore wins €1,000. Fifth prize. So we move on out to our sixth prize, €1,000. And Stephen is drawing once again, and we're in the letter B this time. So it's B542. B542. And B542 is going to Clonakinney. So Clonakinney, and €1,000 is going to Liam Costigan Jr. of Steel Park, Clonakinney. So Liam Costigan Jr. of Steel Park, Clonakinney wins our sixth prize of €1,000. Okay, moving on to our seventh prize. €1,000 once again. Okay, and this time Stephen is drawing at speed, and he is drawing K for Kitty, 665. K665. And K665 is going to Carrig and Riverstown. Carrig, Riverstown, up there on the Offaly border. And the winner of €1,000 is Ty Carey of Riverstown Burr. Ty Carey of Riverstown Burr wins prize number 7. Okay, moving on to prize number 8, €1,000. And Stephen is drawing once again. Our 8th prize, €1,000. And this time we have drawn K for Kitty again, 332. K332. So K332 is going west to Rose Green, and is going to Mary Burke of Rayside, Rose Green. So Mary Burke, Rayside, Rose Green wins our €1,000 8th prize. And that's our 8th prize, €1,000. So moving on to our 9th prize, €1,000 once again. And this time we are on the letter A. Letter A for Andy, and it's A042. A042. And A042 goes to Lochmore Castellini. And the winner in Lochmore Castellini is Eamon Connolly of Killahara, Thurles. Eamon Connolly, Killahara, Thurles wins our 9th prize. So moving on to prize number 10. And this is our final 1,000 euro prize. Our final 1,000 euro prize on this, our 4th draw tonight, Friday the 20th of November. So our 10th prize goes to J for John 718. J718. And J718 is going to Nina Aroge's Jimmy Shanahan of Ballygraig Estate, Nina. Jimmy Shanahan, Ballygraig Estate, Nina, wins our final 1,000 euro prize. So now we're into our five 500 euro prizes. Five 500 euro prizes. And the first 500 euro prize is going to J for John 407. J407. And this time we're going to Killeron McDonough's. And Killeron McDonough winner is Brian and Gertie Sugrew. Brian and Gertie Sugrew of Clochjordan Park or something like that. So in Clochjordan. And it's Brian and Gertie Sugrew with the Killeron McDonough's Club. So that's our first 500 euro. Moving on to our second. Our 12th prize, 500 euro B for Brendan, 209. B209. And B209 is not included in the draw, so it's omitted for this year's draw. So we will move along to the next one. We'll draw again. So we have a few like that just in the draw that didn't rejoin for the current year. So we are now drawing J for John 328. J328. So J328 is going to Care once again, and it goes to Gemma Maguire of Hogan Square Care. Gemma Maguire, Hogan Square Care. Right, we're moving on to prize number 13, 500 euro. Prize number 13. So three to go, three 500 euro prizes to go. And this time we're on the letter D, D for Danny, and it's D789. D789. Not in the database either, so we have to move on and draw it once again. So this often happens when we have people that don't rejoin the draw. So we're moving on to R372. We have a winner from Mike Harkey Burris, and it's John and Lorraine Kerwin. John and Lorraine Kerwin with the Mike. Of Mike Harkey Thurles, joined with the Mike Harkey Burris Club. So prize number 14, 500 euro. So 500 euro, and it's going to G252. So G252 is going to Grange Mochler. Grange Mochler, and the winner in Grange Mochler is Theo and Eileen English in Blin Alleen, Grange Mochler. Theo and Eileen English in Blinaleen Grange Mochler. And finally, our 15th prize, 500 euro. And this time we're on the letter K, K for Kitty, and it's K359. We have a winner, and it's going to Moneygall's Patrick Kennedy of Ballyrihy Duncairn Burr. Patrick Kennedy of Ballyrihy Duncairn Burr. And that's our 15th prize. We also have confined draws. So how are we on time, Stephen? We'll do the confined draws, yeah? Okay, so we'll fly through the confined draws here, and we'll the first one we have is for Boris O'Kane. And firstly, these are confined to the members within that club, and Boris O'Kane's number is M468. And M468, Siobhan brings it up as Denise O'Sullivan of Marion Avenue, Boris O'Kane. Denise O'Sullivan, Marion Avenue, Boris O'Kane. Moving on to Silver Mines. And Silver Mines have 235 members in the draw. So we draw from that group, and the number that comes out is Q050. And that goes to Paddy Dowling of Kenyon Street, Nina. Paddy Dowling, 39, Kenyon Street, Nina. The next confined we have is for Killinall, who have 217 members in the draw. And from their confined membership, we have drawn K564. So K564. And K564 is going to Bill Fogarty of Mansers Hill in Laffin's Bridge in Killinall. Moving on to St. Patrick's. St. Patrick's is 202 members in the draw, and the number that is out there is G691. And that's coming up as Milo McGrath, Ballyvedley Drangan. €200 there. All of these are €200 prizes. Moving on to prize number 24, and that's for Feathered, is a confined draw, who have 155 members. And the number coming out there is C644. These are all random numbers being drawn for the club. And it's going to Stephen O'Donnell of Monroe Feathered. Next we have is Lochmore Castellini, who had a winner earlier on. And that's, we have 141 members in Lochmore. The number coming up there is M772, and it's going to Evelyn Brereton of Lishy in the Taggart Dovey. Moving on to Aerog and McCarthy of 138 members in the draw. And the number coming up is E762, and it goes to Tom Gleeson, Croagh, Tipperary. Moving on to Clonauty Rossmore, who have 121 members in the draw, and L231. L231 is the lucky number, and it's going to Michael O'Dwyer, Fairgreen, Clonauty. And the final confined draw is going to Skehina Rinko, who have 193 members in the draw, big increase this year, and their lucky member for €200 is K106, and that's going to Patrick Clancy of Dangan in Ballyporeen. So that's our full 28 prizes. Just two quick ones for two coordinators, and the lucky coordinator that's coming up, Siobhan is bringing it up, is number 118, and that's Clonakinney's David Cody. David Cody of Brownstown, Lochmore. And the second lucky coordinator this month for €200 is 280, number 280, and that going to Aerog and McCarthy, to Vinnie Ryan. Come on, Vinnie, Aileen Donohal. So there we have our full prize list. I believe we're going to a break, Stephen, and we'll be back with six green and white jerseys for Sunday, a draw, and then we have the announcement of the teams by Joe Bracken, who's just arriving. So over to you, Carol, in the studio.
Let's show how important local businesses are to us here in County Tipperary. Local businesses provided service and supported us when we needed them. Let's give back now. Turn your good intentions into action. If you're buying anything, then buy it locally. Online businesses are on local social media and on shop.localtipperary.ie, where you can easily search for businesses in your own town or area. Check out shop.localtipperary.ie or click on tipperarycoco.ie and follow the link. Sponsored by Tipperary County Council, supporting Shop Local Tipperary.
Cashelmar clearance sale of 25 Charlet cows, pedigree Charlet bull and 6 Charlet heifers, all running with the bull on Saturday the 21st of November, following the usual cattle sale at approximately 12:30. For further details, contact Cashelmart's office on 062-62500.
Wow!
What?
Have you seen this bungle deal?
The what?
The bungle deal. The Beat the Chill bungle deal in TJ O'Mahony's.
Show me that. You mean the Beat the Chill bundle deal in TJ O'Mahony's?
Yeah, that's what I said.
The Beat the Chill bungle. Oops. Bundle deal is now on. Get one roll free when you buy 10 rolls of any size of Knauf attic insulation. Get a large pallet of kiln-dried beech logs, plus 10 bales of briquettes and 3 bags of Stafford smokeless coal, all for £279.95. The bundle deal is now on at TJ O'Mahony's or at tjomahony.ie.
Jim Strang & Sons, main Peugeot dealer for South Tipperary in Kilsheel and Clonmel, would like to wish Davy and the Tipperary senior footballers, especially local lads Evan, Bill, Mark and Dara, the very best of luck in Sunday's Munster final.
Hi, I'm Darren Sherlock and I'm a member of the quality control team at Regeneron Ireland. Regeneron is currently recruiting and we have positions available in manufacturing, quality control, quality assurance, process sciences and other departments at our Limerick campus. We are looking for people who can help us make our life-changing medicines. If you'd like to join me in doing amazing things in a company that has been repeatedly recognised as the best place to work, then visit careers.regeneron.com today.
Apply right now. careers.regeneron.com.
Shop A Tip FM.
Well, you're very welcome back to Lorna Porca here in Turles for the Tipperary GAA Clubs draw. We're here, there's lots of prizes after being given out in the last 15 minutes or so, and there's plenty more to go over the next while, so I'm going to hand you back now to County Board Secretary Tim Flyde. Over to you, Tim.
Thanks, Stephen.
And welcome back, listeners. So we're going to do, before I hand you over to Joe Bracken, we're going to draw for six of the Bloody Sunday jerseys, which the Tipperary team will be wearing on Sunday. Six replicas. And for all our members that are in the draw, all 16,500 members are in line for one of these if they come out in the draw. I better rephrase that. Not all our members, only the six lucky ones, I suppose. So the first lucky winner of a jersey. Now, I just have to add that we won't have these jerseys available until after the 1st of December. So you'll have them for Christmas, please God. So the first winner of a green and white Bloody Sunday jersey is with the Mike Harkey Boris Club, and is Frank Gooney of Ballytarsna Horse and Jockey. Frank Gooney, Ballytarsna Horse and Jockey, is the first winner of a jersey. Moving on swiftly, and winner of our second jersey tonight on this very, very special weekend is number A172, and this one is going to Clonalty Ross Moores, TJ Ryan, Main Street, Dundrum. TJ himself, the butcher in Dundrum, former county under 20 selector, or minor selector, and he has won our second Bloody Sunday jersey. And our third one is going to B289. And B289 is going to Kilsheelan's Tom Butler of Ballyglasheen, Kilsheelan. Tom Butler, Ballyglasheen, Kilsheelan, Kilcash. Our fourth one is going to B for Brendan, B130. And B130 is going to Borlahan Duwallis, Clare O'Dwyer, Ballinree Borlahan. Clare O'Dwyer, Ballinree Borlahan. That's four, is it? So we've two to go. So might still be lucky. And we're back in the B's again. So B for Brendan, 254. So B254 is going to Care once again, and is going to Margaret Lonigan of Towns Park Care. Margaret Lonigan of Towns Park Care. So our final jersey tonight is the sixth green and white Bloody Sunday jersey. And just to repeat, these will be available after the 1st of December, hopefully, all going well. So this last one is going to Ephraim in 568. E568, and E568 is going to Portrose, Nigel Kennedy of Curragh Portrose. Nigel Kennedy of Curragh Portrose. And that nearly concludes our draw. Just to say thanks to all the lads here, for Michael for rolling the drum, and Siobhan and Stephen for rolling it. And Ronan for helping us out once again as independent observer. Just a quick happy birthday to a Boris Lee man, Vincent O'Sullivan, who's one of the greatest Tipperary supporters. He's the big 5-0 this weekend, so a big party for him. And a little man that was in here today, also from Boris Lee, who was 5 today, and he was collecting a €500 prize. And his name was JJ Larkin. He's out there in Boris Lee. So congrats, 5 years old today, and he got €500 prize from the last draw. So that's my part finished. I'll hand you back now to Joe Bracken. Oh, Joe is ready to announce both the senior hurling and senior football teams for the weekend. Over to Joe.
Thank you, Tim. As you say, it's a huge weekend for Tipperary, with our senior hurlers and footballers in the thick of the action. So starting with the hurlers, who head to the LIT Gaelic Grounds tomorrow afternoon to play Galway in the All-Ireland quarter-final, where throw-in is at 1:15 p.m. And manager Liam Sheedy has announced his side, which shows no changes from last weekend's win over Cork at the same venue. So the team, therefore, is as follows. In goal, Brian Hogan, Laura Dora. Right cornerback, Cathal Barrett, Holy Cross, Ballycal. At fullback, Ronan Maher, Turles, Sarsfields. And left cornerback, Alan Flynn, Kildangan. At right halfback, it's Niall O'Mara, Kilruan, McDonoghs. At centre back, Brendan Maher, Boris Lee. And left halfback, Padraig Maher, Turles, Sarsfields. Lorna Parker, Ivra Hucht, Noel McGrath, Lochmore, Castellini. August Ivra Ney, Michael Breen, Ballinair. To the half-forward line, right half-forward, Dan McCormack, Boris Lee. At centre-forward, John McGrath, Lochmore, Castellini. And left half-forward, Patrick Maher, Laura Dora. To the inside forward line, top of the right, Jason Ford, Silver Mines. At full-forward and captain of the side, Seamus Callanan, Drummond Inch. And top of the left, Jake Morris, Nina Era Og. And then on to the big one on Sunday, the Munster Senior Football Final, where Tipperary had to play Cork in Páirc Uí in this year's provincial decider at 1:30 p.m. Manager David Power has to plan without the services of Jack Kennedy and Rhian Quigley, who are both ruled out through injury. But his better news, with the return of Stephen O'Brien to the middle of the field, Colin O'Riordan is named on the bench. The team lines out as follows. In goal, Evan Comerford, Kilshealan, Kilcash. Right corner back, Alan Campbell, Mile Rovers. At full back, Jimmy Feehan, Killinall. And left corner back, Colm O'Shaughnessy, Ard Finnan. At right half back, it's Bill Maher, Kilshealan, Kilcash. At centre back, Kevin Fahey, Clonmel Commercials. And left half back, Robbie Kiley, Barry Rowe. Lorna Parker, Ivra Hucht, Stephen O'Brien, Ballina, August Ivra Ney, Liam Casey, Kerr. At right half forward, it's Conal Kennedy, Clonmel Commercials. At centre forward, Michael Quinlivan, Clonmel Commercials. And left half forward, Emmett Maloney, Drummond Inch. To the inside forward line, Brian Fox, top of the right, and his Aero Og and a Carty. At full forward and the captain of the side, Conor Sweeney, Ballyporeen. And top of the left, Coleman Kennedy, Clonmel Commercials. We send best wishes to both teams and managements ahead of all the action this hugely significant and commemorative weekend, as we remember the tragic events on this, the centenary of Bloody Sunday. That's it for me. Have a lovely and safe weekend, everybody. Hand you back to Tim.
Thank you very much, Joe. And maybe with a few minutes I have to spare, I'm going to turn the tables here on our presenter tonight, Stephen Gleeson, who has, I suppose, presenter, come broadcaster. And tonight, I suppose, I want to talk to him as an author, for he has just written a book that's out for Christmas, and there's nothing but phone calls coming here inquiring about the Tipperary game of my life. It's about Tipperary's greatest hurlers remembering the game that will live with them. And it features 35 of the greatest hurlers over the past 70 years in Tipperary, right back from Jimmy Finn up to Noel McGrath and co of the present day. So maybe, Stephen, you might be able to tell us, is this book available before Christmas, and how can people get their hands on it?
Yeah, Tim, it's available online at the moment. It's on amazon.co.uk, and people can, they can order the book from there, and it's going to be in bookshops early 2021. So it'll be out in bookstores around Tipperary, just for the springtime and for, 2021, the new year that'll take place. So there's a big, broad mix of players in it. As you said there, Jimmy Finn starts it. We go through Theo English, Tony Wall, right through to Tygo O'Connor, Dinny Ryan, Babs Keating, straight through to the players of the 80s and 90s at Babs Keating's era, and as when he was manager, the likes of Pat Fox is there and Joe Hayes, and it goes all the way through to Owen Kelly, right up to the current bunch of Seamus Callanan and Noel McGrath. So a broad mix there right across the years.
So well done, Stephen. And this is just another stock and filler, I suppose, for Christmas. And just to remind you also that the Tipperary yearbook is currently being printed, and hopefully that will be in the shops by, I'd say, the 11th of December is the target. Joe Bracken is telling me here. So that's another stock and filler for you, a welcome addition to Christmas, which I suppose people always like to lay their hands upon. So look, with that, it's back, that's into the draw. So I'll hand you back to Stephen now to close the programme.
Thanks very much for that, Tim. And it's an exciting time, I suppose. Two huge games really this weekend, Tim. And no change for the hurling team, just to turn the tide back on you again.
No, I suppose, yeah. And one thing, I suppose, we really want tomorrow is a fine day. We're after having two horrendous days with weather-wise for the two games. And I think Tipperary, if they can get a fine day, they'll really blossom. And I suppose they proved in the second half, the last day, what they're capable of. And I suppose a winning team, why would you change a winning team? And we've proved, I suppose, after the last day that we have good subs to bring on. And that's what's important too, that, no longer it's 15 players win a game, it's 20 players win games. So, and naturally enough, the footballers, they're in a great position. Going down there to Cork, we're probably
underdogs, maybe, but within a good chance of winning.
Yeah, and not playing in a simple stadium probably takes a certain amount of pressure off them, So looking, they can let it go on Sunday now and do the best they can. And what we can do is wish them all the best of luck.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And it'd be great if the Tip hurlers and footballers can win this weekend and push us further on in the championship. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's show here from Lorna Parker in Turles. Prizes going all across the county. County from Kerr straight through up to Dublin with one prize even, in fact. So right around Ireland tonight. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. The Tipperary GAA Clubs draw will be back again in 3 weeks' time, I believe, before Christmas, and that'll be the next draw. So from all of us here now in Lorna Park, from Tim Flyd here, Joe Bracken and myself, many thanks for joining us tonight, and we're going to hand back to studio. From us here in Turles Sloan.